Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
None of those people are from Libertyville, to my knowledge, but our next guest is Ike Riley will join us. He's still a Libertyville guy. Here's the wiki on him. Rebellious punk folk country blues influenced rock and roll records that are poetic and cinematic, so much so that author Stephen King wrote that Riley's travel band saga, Bolt Cutter, was, quote, the best new song to come out of the Trump era. I don't even know what that means. The Los Angeles Times said barroom rock narrated by a wise guy who's as comfortable regaling PhDs and poets as he is pimps and porn stars. Well, I want to find out more, and we do next. Ike, you're on WGN. How are you today?
Hey, John. How you doing, my man?
Who is that guy?
Who's had that guy?
Yeah.
Well, you just played a track that actually has my kid singing on it. Obviously, his career is going to do better than his old man. That wouldn't be hard.
Wait a minute. The vocals I was listening to was you or your kid?
It was all of us, but the opening lines. We released a single on that last record. My kids have been out singing with me. Pretty dysfunctional group. But that track was two of my boys singing those lines, and then I was singing the third line.
That's funny how maybe the talent or the gene passes from father to son. I don't know that that happens all the time, but your kids can sing too.
Yeah, they were forced to during the pandemic. You know, we were all holed up in our house in Libertyville and had all these shows canceled. So they had never done it before. They started doing it, and they ended up on the last record, and they just did about 25 dates with my band and I all across the country. So it was a pretty, organic thing.
They're going to push you out of the band if you're not careful, Ike.
I hope they blow my brains out, but,
But, when I asked who was that, I didn't mean who is singing, but who is it? Who's the Michael in that? I read something about you, and it said, you got a nice life. You're very successful, very talented, much loved, and you're in Libertyville, for crying out loud. So where does all this grit come from? Where did these stories come from? Answer the first. Go ahead.
I've lived a long life. I've been doing it a long time. I mean, for years I was a doorman at the Park Hyatt in Chicago and Rush before I got a record deal. I worked at a cemetery for years. And, I read books. I get around. I spend a lot of time in truck stops and bars and clubs. And, I keep my eyes open. And I dig a lot of songs right out of this town I've lived in,
So who's the Michael that ran the business into the ground in broad daylight?
Well, if I was to reveal that here, you might find my body in the Des Plaines River, and I'm not going to do that.
Be a good song, though.
Well, maybe my kids will write
it. I'm telling you, there's the follow-up. I'm not rushing it. I'm just saying that, once again, an intriguing story. The New York Times called your band, The Assassination, one of the best live bands in America. I don't know if you read your press clippings, but they're pretty good, man.
Oh, I carry them around with me.
Yeah, I would. I'd stop strangers and read them to them. So
I think that quote was what the catalyst for fake news was.
But, well, what was that one quote about? Who was it? The author Stephen King said the best music to come out of the Trump era. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I know what it means because I wrote this song in about 2016 about the travel ban. And it's kind of a weird story. I was asked, the last time I was on the radio, I was asked to play the DJ from WXRT, Lynn Bramer's anniversary show. And I kind of off the cuff wrote a song about a fictional DJ and me going to use bolt cutters to free people that were locked up at the baggage claim of O'Hare in a fictional story, because at this time, you know, Trump had clamped down on anybody from about eight countries from coming into America. I released the song, and it apparently caught Stephen King's ear. So that's what he was referring to, because that was right after, I think, Trump was elected.
Well, if you're hanging your hat with Lynn Bramer, you're doing something right. So kudos to you and to him for putting that together. What a great idea. And then what was it like trying to write and record during the pandemic? Did you feel the need to get out, or was it claustrophobic? It sounds like you're the kind of guy that needs some fresh air.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, you know. Having, you know, we make our records in Libertyville for the most part. So, you know, I couldn't see my band much because, you know, one guy lives in California, another guy lives, you know, they don't live, well, I have only one bandmate, Pete Cimbalo, that lives in Libertyville. And, of course, you know, nobody knew, we weren't getting together. So I was really holed up with my children. And we just started jamming. I wrote a lot of songs then, but I didn't really get a chance to record them until the very end of the pandemic because of that, you know, the isolation. But I didn't have a problem, you know, with the creative process. You know, it was a little confining because, you know, we're used to heading out on the road and being in clubs and living our lives like everybody, you know. So, but, you know, we adjusted. And for us personally, the byproduct was, you know, this organic infiltration of my offspring into this sleazy, slimy rock and roll band that I front.
The latest album, is that, I'm looking at the cover now, is that Because of the Angels?
Yeah, that's Chicago artist Tony Fitzpatrick did the cover of that.
What a great cover, right? The bird,
yeah,
and just kind of a menagerie of different numbers, symbols, signs, words. It's all over the place with a great big bird in the middle. What's with the bird there? Did he explain that to you?
Well, Tony is a huge bird fan, and he does series of art, you know, that focuses on birds. And I won't speak to his, you know, need to deal with them, but
are you guys out on the road now? I guess everybody's able to go out, go to clubs. You're able to travel, right? Where are you these days?
Well, we did 20 dates in November, December. We just did about 15 in February and March, all over, you know, all over the country, mostly Midwest, East Coast. We didn't go west this run, but we will. And we're going to be performing in Chicago at the American Musical Fest, at American Music Fest at Fitzgerald's. We're going to be at Summerfest, and we'll be playing all sorts of shows around the Midwest. So, yeah.
Ike Riley's band, The Assassination. Somebody just texted in. You might imagine we're getting calls and texts about you, and one of them says this: the Ike Riley Assassination is the best live band you've never seen. I don't know what you make of a quote like that. That cuts both ways.
Well, you know, I'm not delusional. You know, we're obscure in many, we're not a mainstream band, you know. Not that we wouldn't aspire to that, but, you know, we've been eking along for a while. Our shows are, you know, I'm not ashamed of anything we've done, and people leave our shows, I think, in kind of a contemplative, euphoric way, I hope. You know, you hope to not only provoke and be provocative, but also create kind of a cleansing, cathartic vibe for people, you know. And that's what we try to do. The addition of my kids, and they're not kids, they're, you know, early 20s guys, has added a certain recklessness and also a camaraderie to the band.
Yeah, what a better way to bond with your kids. I mean, some people play catch. You guys jam and make music. That's got to feel like about the best thing a parent and a child can do.
It's funny, I don't really think of them as my kids in the band, although we still fight like parents and children. But I would have never expected it. I never encouraged it at all, because, you know, you're only in this thing because you have to be in it. You know, the chances of making anything but a meager living are pretty slim. And, you know, you do it because, you know, you either have the need to say something or connect with people in a way that goes beyond just verbal communication.